Jingabala. Welcome to the best part of the Bunjalung Nation. My name's Cecil Roberts. I'm the custodian of the Nimmin Rocks, traditional owner of this area around Nimmin. I am from the Wyble clan in the Bunjalung Nation. The Bunjalung Nation starts from Grafton right up to the Logan River, from the ocean right back to the Great Dividing Range. That's how big the Bunjalung Nation is. The township of Nimmin itself is named after the little hairy man. The township was named Nimjinj, but they couldn't pronounce it, so they called it Nimbin then. But it was the home of the little hairy man. The little hairy man was the custodians of the Nimmin Rocks. When the man was going for initiation as men of high degree, not just becoming men, these guys was becoming men of high degree, sorcerers and wizards. The little hairy man was the last people to approach to give him all the knowledge. In 1973, I witnessed a ceremony which took place where the Nimbin Power Company is right now. It was welcomed to country by my uncle from Cherbourg Mission, the late Reverend Don Brady, and my aunties who performed dance. And it was the first welcome to country that took place on the East Coast at a White Forest Festival. It made me really proud to see something like that took place in Nimbin. And the hippies accepted us as who we are, custodians of this area.
Hi, I'm Darren Butcher and welcome to Nimbin. I'm a fourth generation resident of dairy farming parents and grandparents. With my wife Tricia, we are the current owners of the Nimbin Bakery. We still produce the Aquarius Loaf, which commenced production just prior to the Aquarius Festival in 1973. The recipe was created by the Feedwell Foundry and local proprietor Basil Hayter, who then passed the recipe on to my father-in-law Bill Nugent, who's passed it to me. Having gone to primary school in Nimbin, I grew up and was friends with many hippie kids whose parents came here for the festival. They were great times and fun times. To us local kids, the hippie kids were just like us. We were all the same and we all called Nimbin home.
Now come on a sonic journey around Nimbin and hear the story of how Nimbin was changed by the 1973 Aquarius Festival and by the people who stayed and came later. My name is Sapodi Hud. I was born to parents who lived on Turnbull Falls community. I grew up here and went to school at Turnbull and in Nimbin, and I still live here. I'd like to invite you to follow the sound fields on the map. The best route is to cross Cullen Street at the pedestrian crossing and begin outside the Nimbin School of Arts, also known as the Nimbin Hall. Then head down Sibley Street to our Peace Park, and hey, watch out for the traffic on the road and share the footpath with others.